I just have a real short word. It's about shouldn't take too long, but hopefully it ministers to you as it ministered to me. Just this thought of the fruits of the Spirit, or actually, it's, as Bishop has told before, it's not even just the fruits of the Spirit, it's the fruit of the Spirit being with us and in us. So you think, like, I remember growing up, my mom would say, hey, be careful if you pray for patience, right? Because then you're going to experience a lot of things that test your patience, right? Or you think, okay, I want to work on love, or I want to work on joy, or I want to, but that's not what the Bible teaches. And, you know, I've heard it said that love is a choice, but the Bible says that love is a fruit. And there is choice involved, but it's a fruit of being in Christ and Christ being in us. So I'm just going to read for a minute from Galatians 5. So he says, the deeds of the flesh are evident. You know, immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, you know, all of those things. Drunkenness, all of that. So, and then, but the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So that's interesting. Just a side note, against such things there is no law. He's saying, have as much of this as you want. It's like this Edenic thing where in the garden, God's like, hey, go knock yourself out, you know, swing from the trees, eat the fruit, swim in the river, you know, do whatever you want to do. Just don't eat of this one tree. But when we're walking in the Spirit and we're in Christ and we're abiding in Him, He says, knock yourself out. There's that restoration because our heart is restored. So He says, go do what's in your heart because you're in the Spirit. So, but, you know, I used to think, If you try really hard to be a good Christian, then you'll have those emotions of love, joy, peace, all of those things. But if you're not being a very good Christian, you know, you're going to experience the anger, the fear, the sadness, the sorrow. But that doesn't really work so well, first of all, because, you know, the harder we try, I think we all know that. Like, I would hate for someone to come up to me and say, I'm choosing to love you today. You know, or it just doesn't work. Like, I was behind you. It was funny because you, Bill, were talking yesterday about getting stuck behind someone slow. I was driving back from Prattville. This guy was like going 30 miles an hour. And I was just, it's like, choose not to be, you know, it just doesn't work to just choose to be. I just can't choose. It's not a choice alone is what I would say. The choice, I think, is this. And it's the choice of abiding in Christ, taking a drink of the Holy Spirit, staying hydrated in the presence of Jesus, staying hydrated in His love, staying high. And it's a supernatural life that we're called to live. Because I think the other thing is if we do it the religious way, we're going to condemn ourselves and others. Like, man, I shouldn't be feeling this anger. Like, I shouldn't be feeling this impatience. Or if someone comes up to us and they're like, man, I'm just feeling really bad. You shouldn't feel that way. You know, as a Christian, you shouldn't feel that way. You know, that just doesn't work. And so, what we have is that, and I wish I could articulate what I'm trying to say, but we're called to abide above the clouds, above, and you know, the fruits of the Spirit aren't dependent on what we're going through, which is nice, but it's also very challenging, you know, because Jesus said, you can love, unbelievers can love those who love them, right? But Jesus says, I want you to do something that's impossible for you. I want you to love your enemies. I want you to forgive. Don't just say you forgive. I want you to forgive from your heart. And that's impossible for us in the flesh. And so that life that we're called to, the bishop talks about all the time, is us in Christ, abiding in Christ. Without me, you can do nothing. And Christ in us. And I think part of why this is on my heart is because one of the fruit of being in the Spirit is joy. And that's a joy. You know, you can have love in the midst of your enemies. You can have peace in the midst of chaos. You can have joy in the midst of depressing circumstances. You can have patience in the midst of, you know, things that try your patience. What are the other ones? Kindness. You can return kindness for evil. You can express goodness. Faithfulness. You can have faith. What I'm trying to say is that life is the above life, living in Christ, Christ in us, when there's no reason or external circumstances otherwise. And, you know, Heidi Baker lives in Mozambique, and they're going through some intense, intense persecution. Al-Shabaab is a terrorist group that goes through and just beheads people, beheads kids, beheads adults, destroys churches. And she said, I mean, it's insane right now. I mean, it's not being really covered in the news, but it is absolutely insane. And she said that people will come, Christians, their pastors, they have thousands of pastors, will come to them, and they've lost everything. They've lost their wife, their kids, they've lost everything. And they're just weeping, just weeping, weeping, weeping. And then she said the Holy Spirit will come. They'll be knocked to the ground, and they'll start laughing uncontrollably. Like she said, I've seen that in churches, I've seen that in conferences, but I've never seen that joy hit somebody that has lost everything. And she said she was offended at first. Like, God, how can you give someone joy that's just had their 4-year-old, you know, killed? You know, but that joy that just comes in. And I was also thinking about, I know a lot of people have heard of John Wesley. He was traveling, believe it or not, he was a missionary to America from England. And he was a missionary to America because he wanted to believe the gospel that he preached. And he thought, well, maybe if I go to be a missionary, I'll actually believe the gospel. But he was traveling with Moravians. Now, the Moravians were spirit, they were Pentecostals before they were Pentecostals. I mean, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They prayed for like 100 years, night and day, nonstop. And they would send missionaries to unreached peoples. Those missionaries would get killed. They'd send more missionaries. Those missionaries would get killed. They'd send more missionaries. Those missionaries would get killed. They'd send more missionaries. And then the place would come to Jesus. And the whole place would be transformed. So these are the type of people the Moravians were. And what changed John Wesley's life is he was traveling by boat to America. And this storm hit the boat. And he thought, surely we're going to die. And he was terrified for his life. I mean, he wasn't ready to die. He was terrified. But the Moravians were on the deck, worshiping the Lord at complete peace. And he knew in that moment, he said, I'm not a Christian. I need what y'all have. And so that's when Wesley was baptized in the Holy Spirit. So what I'm just kind of coming down to, especially as the world kind of gets darker, things get crazier, the solution is just fix our eyes on Jesus. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, continually filled, just fixing our eyes on Jesus. That's going to be the only thing that saves us. It's going to be the only thing that gives us that fruit beyond our circumstances. And there's something about like trial and like desperate times that kind of highlight Christians and non-Christians. When I was living in Honduras, I lived there for a year and I was in one of the poorest parts of Honduras. I mean, where I lived, kids, you know, you may have a 10-year-old about this tall. Then you go to the city and you see 10-year-olds about this tall, just the malnutrition of where I lived, people getting shot, killed all the time, you know. I don't talk much about that time, not for any reason, but you could tell, you would turn to one of two spirits if you were there. You would turn to the Holy Spirit or you would turn to alcohol. And the difference between Christian and non-Christian was so obvious. You could tell who knew the Lord and who didn't. When I was there. And it's because of that fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So, I think a couple caveats real quick. Let me turn back here. One thing I just felt like, you know, we are called to manifest the full set of emotions of Jesus. But I don't think it helps anybody, like, with one another. Like, if Bracken comes to me and he's like, had a bad day or whatever, I don't think it helps him for me to go, you shouldn't feel that way, Bracken. I think what we should do with one another is say, hey, can I pray for you to just wash that stuff away, be filled with the Spirit, you know? Because like I said, I think we can get to that point where we're like, okay, this is a Christian emotion, non-Christian emotion. But that we can feel what we feel, that's cool, whatever, but we don't need to obviously coddle the selfish, the flesh. But be filled with the Spirit of God. And anyway, Jesus bless this word. Amen.